British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Welcome back. All right, guys. In case you don't know, we set up a Patreon at patreon.com/divestudios because we need your support, because we need people to help us out so we can keep these amazing shows and content pieces coming to you for free. So we're asking for some donations. And if you do, you have all sorts of access and perks that you guys get through variety platforms and whatever. So one of them is you get shout outs on the show itself. And so we have our first batch of divers, our patrons, who get shout out on our podcast. So first of all, please consider donating and supporting us through Patreon. And to these following five people, there are more, but to the first five, thank you so much. We truly, truly appreciate and love you so much. And you're amazing. And thank you for supporting us. It means a lot. So here we go. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We have, oh my gosh, Nicole Campbell. Round of applause. She's an all-access diver. We have VIP diver Grace Lee. Also VIP diver Hyunji Kim. And two more all-access divers, Lynn Zamora and Hannah. I hope I get this right. Hubble. I'm sorry. But anyways, thank you so much, you guys, for supporting us. It truly, truly means a lot. And we look forward to sending you guys a lot more of the behind-the-scenes content, the behind-the-scenes videos and photos and stuff. So hopefully you're enjoying all of that. And if you, again, could please consider donating to us, we'd love it so much. So thank you so much, and let's get on with the show. Hello, my lovers. How are you? You doing sexy and fine? Good, great, me too. Except I feel really bloated because I ate a lot of food. Yeah? You ever get that feeling? You ever get that feeling when you're like, I need to stop eating, but you're like, but this is so good, I'm just going to have one more bite. You're like, oh yeah, that was really good. One more won't hurt since I already did it. And you take another one and you're like, okay, well, since I'm already here, I might as well finish it. And then you put it in your mouth and you swallow it and then you're like, oh, I'm screwed. And then I also do the thing where I'm not that full until I stand up from the table and then it hits me like a brick wall and I'm like, damn, I'm gonna be on the toilet for a while. Good morning, everybody. This is the K-pop DevOps show. It's Monday. If you're listening on the day that it gets released, welcome to the show. This is your host, Eric Nam. And hope y'all is doing well. And yeah, I just had a lot of food. I had ganjang kejang, which is like soy sauce marinated crab. And it is raw and it is delicious. And you eat it, you suck it out, and then you get some rice and you PBL. You mix it all in with the sauces and the juices and the brains and the guts. And you put a little seaweed on it. And you eat it and it's, ooh, it tastes like the sweetest side of the ocean you ain't never tasted before. Does that make sense? Probably not, but it's delicious. Do you get it? It's great. If you're ever in Korea, I'd highly recommend you to try it out if you don't have a seafood allergy. It gets a little pricey though. So like I don't get it except for like maybe once a year, once or twice a year. It's pricey, yo. Like they gave us two crabs and it was 7,000 won. Two crabs cut up and it was 7,000 won. That's like $30 a crab. That's a lot. That's just like normal, like this, like the size of your hand. My hand is not a crab, but so I don't get to eat it often, but it was delicious. And then I was like, oh man, that was such a good meal. I should have an ice cream. So I had a Hershey's ice cream cone, like in its entirety. I am in full fat boy mode right now for tour. You know, I'm just trying to be like, you know, you got to get healthy. You got to get some meat on your bones so you can dance it away. So, I just ate a lot. But anyways, welcome to the show. If you guys haven't done so already, please go ahead. Subscribe to us on all our platforms. Check out our videos on youtube.com/divestudios. And please, leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts because it saves our lives forever. What else is new? I'm on tour. I'm all over Asia. Just wrapped that up. Thank you so much. I'm in the States. We're on tour. Thank you so much. If you want to come see me, please do. I don't know when I'll be touring next, so now is the time. This is your chance. Mayhaps it's the last chance. I hope not. On that note. No, it's not on that note. I'm just going to start talking continuously. There are those times in life when unexpected things happen and there's surprises and they're amazing. They're wonderful. They're beautiful. Beautiful. Like what? Like what is it? Like a rainbow on a sunny day. An ice cream after a great meal. And you eat it even though you feel really big right now. And your stomach is just in pain because you ate so much, but you still, it's just delicious. What else is unexpected? Passing a class. Getting an A or C minus that you needed to pass the class. I've been there. Don't worry. What else is unexpected? I don't know. I really don't know. But you know, there are unexpected things in life. What's like a pleasant, unexpected surprise you had recently? You have anything? So, we're going to talk about songs in that lane today. We're going to talk about unexpected collaborations. Now, we know there are so many great collaborations and we can't cover them all. And we're intentionally not going to talk about BTS because we like they've done so many things that like we legit can't just talk about BTS every week. But if we say, you know, what's a great unexpected collaboration? They have Halsey, they have Lauv, they have Steve Aoki, they got Charlie X. Yeah, they got everybody. So I mean, really, we all know they're great songs. Okay, so moving beyond that, what can we talk about that's unexpected? And like generally good. Like there are unexpected collaborations that are bad. We're not going to drop names, but there are unexpected collaborations. We're like, well, that shouldn't have happened. You know, cool look. Didn't work out. So we're going to go into some unexpected collaborations that I personally really, really like. First off, it's kind of weird to say this one because it did so well, but it was unexpected for me. It was Dua Lipa and Blackpink's Kiss and Make Up. I love that song. I'm surprised that this song did not do even better than it did. Because for me, that's just like a... I love that, like, that synthy, you know, hook kind of thing. Kiss and makeup. I didn't know her. I wanna go. Sorry. I love that song. Great song. And when I saw like clips of them performing together live at like one of their shows, I was like, yes, you get it. And I was living for that moment. I was super stoked about that. Love that song. Love everything about it. Sonically, melodically, lyrically. I actually don't know what it's about. I just like kiss and makeup. I'm like, oh, I guess you're kissing and makeup. That's like all I kind of care about. But it's great. I love it. Next song. Great unexpected collaboration. This will blow your mind. This song, nobody saw it coming. Even I didn't really see it coming. I was like, what? This happened? And I was like, damn, it's a good song. And I was like, damn, this sounds so good. It's like, damn, are they geniuses? Because this is amazing. And it's like probably one of those underrated, slept on songs ever made.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Is called Cave Me In by Tablo, Gallant, and Eric Nam. Baby, I want you to cave me in. damn, that's a good song. Sorry, I got really excited. I still listen to that song and I still perform it. I'm like, it's a classic. It's one of those songs where I think had we had a better opportunity to push it and like get press behind it and like, you know, certain peoples were more behind it, would have been a global hit. I'm big opinions, big mouth. I know, I'm just gonna leave it out there. Coulda, woulda, shoulda been a global hit. Not that it wasn't per se, but people, I still find people being like, yo, I just came across this song. It's so good. I'm like, you know it is. I know it is. How'd you not know? And they're like, I've been sleeping under a rock. I'm like, apparently that was under a cave. That was under a volcano, under the ocean, because that song is damn good. Yeah, I think we were messaging or something. I don't remember exactly how, but first time we actually met was in Hong Kong to shoot the music video. So the first time Gallant and I met was actually in Hong Kong to shoot the actual music video after we had recorded everything. Like, we had all worked on it no. Tabul and I worked on my verse together, like, just because I had not started writing music much. And so I was very insecure about my music. But he was like, come in and record your thing. And I was like, I wrote these lyrics. I think they suck, but if you can help me. He's like, no, they're great. Just do it. And I just remember being like super nervous because I never sang in front of Tableau. And I'm in the booth and I was like, is this okay? What do you think? Well, he's like, yo, it sounds great. Like, I don't know why you keep recording it over and over. Like, just get out of there. I was like, really? Are you sure? Because I don't know. It doesn't sound. He's like, no, it sounds great. Get out. And that's how I did my verse. But it's also cool because that song, once it came out, like for a lot of other musicians and a lot of other idol friends, like there were a lot of people like, yo, I love that song. That song's crazy. I'm like, yeah, I didn't really do much on it, but great song. And it was also good for me personally. I personally like that song because I was able to do and showcase a different side of my voice and my musicality that I had not been able to do, that I had been wanting to do in Korea, but I couldn't because I'm in Korea and they kept making me do ballads. And y'all know I hate ballads. I hate them. But anywho, let's move on to the next collaboration. The most unexpected collaborations. This one, actually, when I saw this, my mind was blown. Because my mind was blown. Red Velvet and John Legend did a song together. And it's called like Written in the Stars. You can go any which way, no matter how far. Because I know it, written in the stars. Let's pull it up real quick. This song came out, it says 1 year ago. So John Legend and Wendy of Red Velvet put out a song called Written in the Stars in October of 2018. Now, I almost lost my shit when I saw this song come out because it was very unexpected. Wendy, obviously, we've collabed before. She's super sweet. By the way, Wendy, I hope you recover very quickly. Wishing you the best in recovery. So sorry to hear that you got injured. So please hang in there. Get well soon. Sending you good vibes and praying for you. Anyways, so John Legend and Wendy. Now, Wendy I love. She's awesome. So nice. Super sweet. So that's Wendy. Like, you guys already know. I love Wendy. Now, when it comes to John Legend, what y'all might not know is that John Legend was one of the most influential artists of my career. He was like the first concert that I paid my own hard-earned money, collected it, paid a hard ticket to go see him in concert in Atlanta in high school. And his opening act was Robin Thicke. Before he did Blurred Lines and he went all crazy on drugs and like did all that stuff. Because apparently that's what he did recently. So that concert was like a life-changing concert to me. I was like, wow, that's so cool. Both these performers are freaking amazing. And John Legend, his albums were so influential in what I sang and how I sang and what I enjoyed and all that kind of stuff. So super meaningful. And he too, I believe he went to UPenn, was a consultant and then he became a singer. Very much similar to how I was a consultant and then very much similar to how I was going to be a consultant and then I ended up becoming a musician. Our last collaboration is Zion T, 멋지게 인사하는 법 featuring 슬기 of Red Velvet. 인사까진 연습했는데 뭐 거기까진 문제 없었는데 멋지게 인사하는 법은 아는데. This too was a very unexpected song collaboration for me, but I loved it. It's Zion T. Zion T puts out smashes every time. They're great. Easy to listen to. Very pleasant. Seulgi also does a very good job. Very vocal. Great vocal performance. So that's my other unexpected collaboration recommendation for you guys. So I'm going to keep it light. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to keep it real easy for you guys. If you guys have any suggestions, ones that you think I missed, go ahead and leave them in the comments on our YouTube video. Or on Discord or on Twitter. And maybe we'll come back to this and, you know, revamp them with some more collaborations. I know there are a lot that I've missed out on. Honestly, some of them I just don't talk about because, yeah, it's unexpected, but I just don't like the song. I'm going to be very honest. So I'm just not talking about it. I can have opinions. You can have opinions. You don't have to like every song. I don't have to like every song. There's songs that I wanted to be good and they're just not the greatest. So speaking of collaborations, what are some ones that I think would be great? Well, for myself, I would love to see collaboration with everybody. Like Bruno Mars or Adele or Sam Smith. Or like Dua Lipa. Or Khalid. Or I should pronounce everybody's name in like a non-normative way. Eric Nam. Eric Nam with... Juanes, or Shakira with Eric Nam. I don't know. Like, I get this question a lot, but honestly, I'm just like down for whatever. If people want to collab, I'm down. But it can't go one way. Like, they gotta wanna collab with me too. So, you know, maybe I'm just not that cool yet, guys. I'll get there. I'm working towards it. I'm working on my cool factor. But it's interesting because I feel like K-pop, we're getting to a point where it's not weird to see people collaborating with people in different languages, across different sounds and genres and borders, and it doesn't matter anymore. So I think more and more, it's like not even unexpected. It's just like, oh, okay. It's just like, all right, that's interesting. That's a cool, I just hope it's a good song. Let me just say this. If you don't think it's a good song, you shouldn't put it out. I'm sure you think it's a great song. You should just run it by me first. You should run it by me and say, is this a good song? And I can be like, yes or no.
Now this is the part where Eric and producer Diane play a friendly game of Match That Collab, where Diane shouts out a popular artist's name and with who Eric thinks would make for a great collaboration. Pretty easy game. And yet Eric is not very good at the game. Listen for yourself.
Ariana Grande?
Eric Nam.
Okay, you cannot be.
Why?
Ariana Grande
and Dean.
Lizzo.
Eric Nam. Okay, Lizzo and Psy.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
Chaotic.
Oh my God.
Troye Sivan
and Sam Kim.
Little John? Yeah.
Little John and Urban Jacapa.
Kinda, yeah.
Or Little John and like Zico.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What? That's horrible. Sorry.
Rihanna.
Eric Nam. Rihanna and Tommy, a country song.
Shakira
and Card. I love both of them. I love Shakira. I love Cartier, but Shakira I grew up on in high school, like when I was living in Latin America. That's like all I listened to. Her and Juanes, that was it. And Daddy Yankee.
Last one. Britney Spears.
And Justin Timberlake. I just want the two of them to do another song.
Fine, last one. Taylor Swift.
Pig eating. Do you know who else would be fun? Is Lizzo and Jamie.
Cardi B.
Oh, shoot. Cardi B. Cardi B and... No, I don't want to say it. Cardi B and Jesse. Cardi B and... Man. Cardi B and Blackpink. Cardi B and Eric Nam. I love Cardi. She's awesome. But yeah. Unexpected collaborations. That's always fun. That's always cool. I want to do it. This year is like a goal of me to do more collabs. I just haven't had time. Like, I've been so busy already. Like, I haven't even had time to write a single song this year. And it's something I need to do. It's like something that I really want to do. I just haven't had a moment. Like, there are a lot of people that I've promised to collab with already. And I just legit haven't had a moment to sit down and write a song. Or even see them. So, I think like, after the tour, maybe I'll take some weeks and just try to write. Though I just got hit up for a bunch of festivals. So I'm like, now it's debate time. It's like, do I go with the monies? Even though it's not a lot of monies, but it's festival and I like festivals. Or do I go with songwriting? I don't know. Is there a perfect answer? I don't know. I've also been really perfecting my sexy, I'm sexy dance. It's been hard. It's been a lot of movements. I don't like movements. And it's been really tough. And we got rid of a lot of the body roles. Not by my choice. My choreographer got rid of them. He placed like other stuff in there. And I'm like, meh. I'd rather just roll across the stage with my body waves. But, you know, we're keeping it classy, for a better word. But if you guys are going to see me on tour, you'll see the new choreography. I still haven't performed it for many people yet. So it's still pretty fresh. I'll probably make a mistake. But pretend like you didn't see it. And if you do see it, then it's part of the choreography. So don't fight me on it. Cool? Yeah. Awesome. Right. So, I mean, we have a brand new choreography for it. I want to see you guys bust out your moves for it. I'd love to see you guys do your TikTok talent. TikTok challenge. Hashtag you're sexy, I'm sexy. It's available on TikTok. If you do it, I'll do it. I promise. Well, maybe. Should I? Maybe. I think it's Eric Nam. It's at Eric Nam or at Real Eric Nam on TikTok. Whatever. There's like a blue check mark thing. So it's easy to find me. So you can find me on there. Also, what else is up? What else is new? That's like it. My brain is kind of washed from all this work. So, everybody, have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great life. Have a great moment. Have a great commute, study session, whatever it is you're doing. I love you. We all love you. God loves you. You are loved. And please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I love you guys so much. I'll see you next week. Or maybe not. Who knows? It's a surprise because I'm on tour. You don't know what you're going to get. Get it. Bye-bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Upwork has the world's largest network of independent professionals. So if you need a UI designer...
Hey guys, Kevin.
A full stack developer...
This is Madeline.
Or a whole team of designers and developers working together...
Hey, you've got the full team here. Myself, Rachel, Adam, and Stephanie.
Hey-o.
Hey everyone.
Hey, how's it going? Hi. Upwork has agencies too, available for 6 weeks or 6 months. When you need in-demand talent on demand, Upwork is how.